here we go. Trying Garage Band back up. Recording for End Zone 14. Look ahead to 15. All right. So, what's the metronome? No, it's not. But it's recording, it looks like it, and it's like red. Okay. All right, and then the counters at the top there, looks like. Okay. All right, I need to adjust these windows here so I can see this. Okay. All right. Let's hope this works. Okay. Hey, it's, you know, you got to make sure you bring the right cleats to play there. Sure, it's everything. Hey, news flash, that Oakland Coliseum sucks. Yeah, you know, we've been trying to get a new stadium there in Oakland for a while. Guess what? That's not happening now. And and it's funny too, because, you know, for the first half of the season, if you're a kicker for any team, including the Raiders, playing at Oakland Coliseum, you got to be prepared to kick off dirt as well. Well, because of the whole baseball stadium and, you know, all that, you know. Yeah. So, but yeah, it was nice to get a win by was it Chris Boswell? Is that the kicker's name? Apparently he's been struggling lately, or as of late anyway, so it was nice to take advantage of that. And 5 seconds left, he tries to kick a game-tying field goal, and as he plants his foot with, you know, he slips, but he still kicks the ball, but I guess because he started to slip, he kicked it too low, and it got blocked. Yay! Raiders played with some heart, though, man. Oh, that's old news, dude. Yeah, and they were, I don't know if it's the same lawsuit, but they wanted to, like, take the name and the colors and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, it's like, dude, it's so lame because they had their chance to keep the Raiders and they didn't. Hashtag Kevin hates Derrick Henry. That's a little preview of what's going to happen in fantasy football. I played against him. I'm just going to leave it at that for right now. Hashtag Kevin hates Derrick Henry. Hold on, isn't the no-look pass supposed to only be used during basketball? Of course. At Kevin hates Derrick Henry. No, I don't hate Patrick Mahomes. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Spartan_Phoenix. Hashtag Kevin hates Derrick Henry. No. I know you do. Nah, I actually feel sorry for the guy. I know, totally. We got some good stuff up there. Jesus. 4 touchdowns, 238 rushing yards. I don't want to hear about the I'm bummed because he was on my bench thing. I don't want to hear about any of that. He's not bad. I think he's the future there, and he's also, I think he's going to become a viable, at least backup quarterback in fantasy. Didn't Jarvis Landry, like, throw a touchdown or receive a ran one in? Yeah, crazy. Yeah. Yeah, and Aaron Jones got a rushing TD in 5th straight game. But those teams aren't going anywhere, so who cares? Colts 7-6. Well, are they? So he was on defense. Right, yeah. Yeah, Kenyon Drake faked some guys out for that run, and it seems like every now and then there's that Dolphins game in Miami that they'll do some funny trick against the Patriots and beat them or something, you know. Remember the Wildcat games? Yeah, I don't understand that. I just don't. I heard that he was like 5 yards away from another record and he didn't get it or something like that. I heard that was interesting. Yeah, he's good. He's a good tight end. So, yeah. He's dead to me. He's playing quite well right now, actually. He's doing quite well. Sorry, trying to care right there. I'm going to talk about this game and its fantasy implications in one of my leagues during the fantasy segment, because this was very interesting. This was the reason why I stayed up to watch this stupid game. This is something that a lot of people wanted last year, to be honest with you, before Gruden came on. And when Gruden came on, started spreading his wings and flexing his muscles. I mean, and, you know, when you look back at the track record of the picks that were done, and, you know, only a few have panned out. And the one thing that Reggie and I will always be forever grateful for, and I've had a chance to meet him actually a couple times. I met him, I think the first time I met him was the first time I went to the Commitment to Excellence Award, which is held around every March in Oakland, where they celebrate a Oakland Raider that's been voted on by the rest of the team. And one of the things I'll always be forever grateful for is Reggie McKenzie getting the Raiders out of cap hell, basically. And yeah, dead money contracts, stupid contracts and stuff. I always thought that if he was going to stay on, it'd be nice to at least have him take care of the money part of it and stuff. So, this, you know, looking at his track record during the draft, and, you know, there was a very extensive article that I read regarding all the draft picks, and it's weird how you don't even recognize any of these names because they're not in the NFL anymore, that it was time for a change. So I'm kind of curious to see where they're going to go with that. But this is definitely – a lot of people want to put, oh, this is all John Gruden's say. It's like, no, this is Mark Davis. You know, he sees what's going on, so – I'm curious to see if he's going to get, he'll probably get a job though. I think he will. What's his name? John DeFlippo. Is that his name? Yeah. It's weird though. It's only like a 3 weeks though that, you know, I mean, if it were like all season, yeah, but I mean, they're still in playoff contention, and you know, they still have a decent, you know, offense going on there. There's just, you know, something there, I guess. I don't know. Great. Yep. Don't get me wrong. I've been a fan of Derrick Henry because of his ties to Alabama, and maybe he was really excited because Alabama won that big game to move on to the college playoffs and stuff. But yeah, we'll talk about that in fantasy. All right. You always say the game of the week involves your team. Yeah, you do. The game of the week, it's the Chiefs and whoever we're playing. The game of the week was when the Chiefs were on the bye. So the Chargers are 10-3. They're one of their best starts in a while. Chiefs 11-2. This is a big game. Where is this? Oh, it's Arrowhead Stadium. Okay, this will be interesting. Short week. Oh, yes, Kelvin Benjamin. Oh, yes. Yeah, we got two of them. It's weird when this starts happening because then you know you're getting close to the playoffs, you know. But yeah, we've got Texans, Jets, then we've got the Browns and Broncos. Texans, where is that at? It's at New Jersey, so they're going to try and get back on the winning record again there. But it's always kind of tough to play Jets though, even though they're, you know, it's tough to play there. Yeah. The Browns and Broncos. This is interesting. Browns 5-7-1, man. A lot better than they did last year, that's for sure. Broncos. Yeah, I know. Good for them. Back on to Sunday, we've got Cardinals and Falcons in a who cares game. Then we have Buccaneers at Ravens. Important game for the Ravens. Buccaneers, are they out of it right now? They're at 5-8 right now. All right. Bills are hosting the Lions. I think those guys are pretty much out of it still right now, playing for some pride. Then Soldier Field, Chicago Bears are hosting the Packers. Bears are trying to keep that playoff high playoff seed, I guess, is the way we should look at it, right? So, and yes, thank you for stealing my thunder there. Appreciate that. Yes, the Raiders are playing in Cincinnati, which I will be at personally, looking forward to that. It's a winnable game, and it looks like it might be a little cold there as well, but looking forward to seeing my fellow Raider Nation. We always show up in force, so looking forward to that. We got a bunch of events planned. I think there's a Friday night gathering, or there's a Saturday night party, and of course, a tailgate on Sunday. So there we go. Then in Indianapolis, Colts are hosting Cowboys. This is interesting. They're both fighting for good playoff spots here. And it's interesting. I didn't think the Colts were going to be as competitive as they are this year. What would you think? It's true. Luck is looking really good this year. So, yeah. Yeah. Got to be careful about them scrappy Niners. They were able to beat Denver last week, so yeah. Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Boy, their season really flipped this year, didn't it? Being from Super Bowl winners, yeah. Super Bowl curse, yeah. So then why isn't this that important? Why are you saying this isn't that important? Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, yeah. They've been doing that for the last 5 years, and that's affected fantasy play as well, because usually a lot of leagues, standard leagues anyway, will have their fantasy championships sewed up by week 16 instead of 17. Now you got important games that are happening on the divisional matchups that are happening on the last game of the season. And so you're forced to play these players in fantasy as well as in real games as well. It is mediocre. It's very mediocre. Yeah. Jeez. Okay. So I was doing quite well in my fantasy league, the Silver and Black UK League, my friends host over there in London of the Raider Booster Club over there. Love those guys. Good group of guys. And they decided to hold a fantasy league this year. And I've been holding my own. I've been been doing quite well. I was in the playoff hunt as we started, I think it was last week. And I was trying to get in the semifinals this week. And So my starting quarterbacks at the time, before the Thursday night game, was Kirk Cousins and Jared Goff. And I was kind of going to go with Kirk Cousins and, you know, kind of figure out what I was going to do there. And I didn't really look at my opponent's players. I was just looking at my team because I had to worry about my team here. And, you know, I've got Spencer Ware, Dalvin Cook, Adam Thielen, Moore from Carolina, Njoku, Marlon Mack, Chris Carson. I had the Rams defense, and I had your KC kicker there. And I had a Cameron Brate, too, as a backup. And I had Gus Edwards and Adams from Philadelphia. And, of course, the two quarterbacks I spoke of. So, you know, I've been riding that pretty well this year, and a lot of my players I picked from the waiver wire, and I was doing quite strong. I think I was, like, out of the 12 people, I think I was in the top three, I think. So going to the Sunday night game, I'm looking at my Friday morning, I look at the score to see what teams, if any, I went up against, and I went up against a gentleman that was playing Derrick Henry. Now, of course, we all know Derrick Henry is mostly riding the pine, but because it's a 12-team league and the way that this league has it set up, there's like two running backs, two wide receivers, a tight end, and then there's two flex positions, two, including then there's the kicker and the defense, and there's only five spots on the bench. So you're going to be playing, you know, wide receivers three and four and running backs two and three to fill up these spots. And I went up against Derrick Henry, who scored 47, almost 48 points. And on top of that, he also had the Titans defense. So, you know, I don't know if you... usually when you are playing in like... I know Yahoo does it in certain... I don't... not all leagues do it, but it gives you a percentage of who's going to win, you know, before the game starts. But then, like, when the game starts, stuff is starting to kind of change depending on who's doing well, who's not. After Thursday night, my percentage of winning went not from, like, 50 or 60% originally before the Thursday night game, but it went down to 3%. So I was basically counted out, and I ended up losing 170 to 128. And what really sucks about that is that kicked me out of the playoffs because of frickin' Derrick Henry. I bet it's not as bad as mine. Did it kick you out of the playoffs? Did it kick you out of the playoffs? Yeah. I have a story that was actually a success story regarding that game last night. I told you I would touch on that. Minnesota at Seattle. So in my Yahoo Atlanta Raider Booster Club, this is the first year we decided to get together and do a fantasy league, and I'm the commissioner for that. I was the top seed. I was riding in at was at 9-4. And we were fighting off for playoff positions this week to see. I was going to make it into the playoffs whether I won or lost, which was nice to know. But whether or not I was going to get the first round bye in my fantasy or not was up for question. And I was playing against a guy with a losing record. And I think he was like, I don't know, like 4-something or 5-something. I can't remember. I was subjected to win. But of course, as play started going through, and I started Cousins as my quarterback, Galladay underperform, Adam Humphries underperform, your kicker underperformed, thank you very much. My best player was Aaron Jones and McCaffrey. But so going into Monday Night Football, I was going up against, I had Kirk Cousins, and my opponent had Chris Carson. And I was only up by a few points. And I don't know if you remember watching that game or not, but Kirk Cousins only, I think, threw for like 57 yards in the first like three quarters, something stupid. So it was really bad. It was like 3-0 Seattle going. It was really, really bad. Then to make it worse, so I was up by a few points, then Chris Carson started getting some touches better. And then finally he ended up scoring a touchdown with like, 5 minutes, 6 minutes. Yeah. And then on top of that, so he goes up by like 10 points, I think, or 8 points. I can't remember. Then on top of that, Kirk Cousins' next possession fumbles the ball, and then they pick it up and run it in for a touchdown. So it's like 21-0, I think it is. And I'm down by like 11 points, I think it is. But then Kirk Cousins gets the ball back again. He starts throwing it. They start marching down the field, and he ends up finally throwing for a touchdown. And I go up 170-168. And I did. And, and that was great because I ended up winning the game and getting a first round bye in my playoffs. So at least there's one league that I'm doing well in out of my five. So, I refuse to recognize it. Sorry. I was looking at it and I was kind of feeling Landry. I think Landry did a really good job. Not just really about his performance, but you know, he came into Cleveland, not really wondering what's going to happen, but what I really liked about it, especially what that we learned watching the HBO Hard Knocks thing, is he really kind of became a leadership role. And one of my favorite parts of that series was when he was yelling at the other wide receivers, you know, and telling them what to do and to man up and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And, with the effort that he did this week and how scrappy Cleveland's become, winning two games in a row and just really kind of putting stuff and everything that they've gone through, you know, getting rid of Hugh Jackson. I want to give it to Landry for really kind of being, I think he's the leader of that team, if you ask me. So, I'm going to give my man crush award to Landry. I really liked what I saw him and I really like what, and I know he probably went from a bad look. It seemed like he was going from like a bad situation to a worse situation, but I really think that the leaps and bounds that this organization has made, I think that if he stays with them, I think that he could really become a staple and be revered by Cleveland fans going forward. Oh, so he is going to be there for a while then. It wasn't like, okay, that's good. I'm happy about that because him and Baker, I think, will, become a good team. So, I was looking at like Matt Ryan too. Yeah. Huh? Oh, what did she say again? Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah, they don't really have fantasy implications, but the Monday Night Football crew and of whatever the Cowboy former, what was it, Witten? Who's the guy? Is it Witten? And I'm sorry, I can't stand Booger McFarlane. I just I don't want to go to a Monday Night game and see that guy sitting in that seat that hovers in front of people's views. Oh my gosh, geez. What's the guy who was doing really well in the beginning of the year, the wide receiver for Carolina, now he's not doing Funches. Yeah, I was going to expel him. DJ Moore is the man. He's the one that you want, right now for anyone fantasy wise, outside of course, Christian McCaffrey and stuff. So, those two, just give me a reason to hate again. I hope those guys get fired. I think they need to go back and like get Tirico, you know, get these people that are established, people that they recognize. And I'm sorry, I can't stand Booger McFarlane. Get rid of that guy. Wasn't the guy that picked up the tight end for Carolina after Olsen went out. I thought he was doing pretty well. If you need a tight end spot, I don't know if you really, really do. But, of course, Justin Jackson right now is the guy that everyone's getting. And if you haven't gotten Jeff Wilson for the San Francisco running back as well. Who? Damian Williams, really? Wow. And he's been getting a lot of work as it is anyway. So, I mean, but this is the type of week where it's like, you know, if you're in, you're in type of thing. But then there's like, there might be some injuries. Your Chris Conley, wide receiver for KC. Yeah. And Kelvin Benjamin. Thomas Ian, that's the guy, the tight end for Carolina. So, if you're hurting for a tight end position there, right there, Robert Forrester, wide receiver for Buffalo, and the other guy from Buffalo, what's his name? The one that, I'm trying to blank. Yes. Zay Jones. Yes. There he is. Yeah. Zay Jones. If you definitely need someone there as well. Vernon Davis is back up now that, Jordan Reed's hurt. If you need another tight end, opportunity, but I'm not going to put money on that guy at all. So, oh well, I have that right here, you know. So, let me see. So it looks like since I took Minnesota in the points, it looked like you won that one. So, it looks like we ended up going even. Yes, yours was the Jets over Buffalo, and I got mine, Chicago over the Rams. Let me just double check here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, so you didn't gain any. I didn't gain any. We went 8-8, and so that still makes me up by 20 on our head-to-head weekly football matchup. We ended up, I think we ended up going even as well. So, but I am up by 40. yeah. Yeah. So now this is just to let you guys know. So we have, what is it? Two more. We got 1, 2, 3, 4 more weeks here of, regular season matchups here. Right? No, I'm sorry. Three more. Yeah, three more. So these games are all worth a point apiece. But when we get into that first round of the playoffs, the games are worth 2 points each. That's the wild card round. And then the following week we have the divisional, and that's 3 points each. Then 4 points for the conference final four, and then 5 points for the Super Bowl. And we have to also pay attention to our Super Bowl picks, where we got bonus points if we picked which two teams make it to the Super Bowl. And I think that'd be a good time to remind people right now. Your pick was Kansas City and the LA Rams for your 5-point pick, because you adjusted that at week 9. I kept my 10-point pick, which was New England and the Los Angeles Rams. So we will see from there, but I'm a little nervous. I could see KC making a run for it, so yeah. I hate you, Derrick Henry, so much right now. Before I hit stop, I'm recording here. I'm looking at the GarageBand. I'm not seeing the normal countdown here. It's showing like bar beat. Where's the time? Oh. Oh, I see. I got to go to time. There we go. Okay, so we're there. It is okay. All right. So for GarageBand here, I hit stop, right?